And it is now 24 years since I first met Mother Teresa. And my last visit to Calcutta. And she said, Father, I ask you, and she spoke to me 5 times in one day, help our sisters to understand their faith. Help our sisters to understand their faith. Every sane person believes. Do you hear me? Every sane person is a believer. But not everybody believes the truth. Part 2. Our Lady, remember, unlike Zachary, the father of John the Baptist, Our Lady did not doubt what the angel told her, but she did ask him, how am I to conceive who have, so the words imply, do not know man? Our Lady had vowed herself to a lifetime virginity. That is our Catholic faith. That's why there are women religious. And hear it. In this century, the Church has altered the condition for religious women. There had been for some centuries now women religious who were not virgins when they entered the community. As far as I know, there's only one community left in the whole church that still requires proved physical virginity for acceptance into a religious institute. However, it is one thing to have been a virgin for entering religious life. It is something else to then live a virginal life once a woman enters a religious community. And sisters, I know what I'm talking about. The single biggest trial in women's communities today, I hope you will be surprised, is chastity. Before this retreat is over, we're going to talk plenty about consecrated chastity. Just to know that Our Lady was the one, shall I say, who paved the way for consecrated chastity as part of consecrated life in the Catholic Church. And there will be religious communities only as long as there are still women and men, and women first, who are faithful to their consecrated chastity. Our Lady then, I repeat, did not object, but she did ask for an explanation. We address Our Lady as Virgin Most Prudent. lest I forget. Sisters, you may be sorry that Father Hart is giving this retreat. I recommend to you, sisters, who are taking your final vows, he is in November the 21st. November the what? Oh, 20th. Rabbeinu. November the 20th. I want you, sister, to take your final vows on November the 20th. Father, please don't say it. I will say it. I want all of you to memorize the Litany of Our Lady. Now, you may need more time than 12 days. I cannot thank our Lord enough for having told this in the novitiate. It is just wonderful. Recite the Litany of Our Lady, and knowing every invocation by heart. Among the invocations that we address Our Lady with is the Virgin Most Prudent. It was Our Lady's prudence that moved her to tell the angel, "Please, my dear angel, give me an explanation." By the way, I have to say this, just like women, they always want an explanation. Of course, God anticipated in you to be conceived of a woman. He foresaw that she would raise that question. So what did he do? You know what he did. He made sure there's a woman by the name of Elizabeth, a near relative of Mary, who was barren, absolutely sterile. No way could she conceive. Then to make it even more clear, God made sure that Elizabeth lived to an old age. The lowest age given is 85. You're guessing how old Elizabeth was. Barren to begin with, and way beyond childbearing age. Well, the angel told her, "Thanks for the question, Mary. Let me tell you. You know your relative Elizabeth?" Mary shook her head. "Well, guess what? Elizabeth now is 6 months pregnant." "What? 6 months?" And the angel told her, "Because nothing is impossible with God." The moment the angel told Mary that, what did Our Lady say? "Being done to me according to your word." At that moment, and this is part three of our meditation, the moment Mary said in Latin, "Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum," "Be it done," and get the prepositional phrase, "Be it done to me according to your word," at that moment, God, who was present on earth from the moment he created the world. My favorite definition of nothing is where God is absent. God was present in the world he made from the moment he created us.